Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you so much for joining me today here on this podcast. I hope everybody's had a great week and weekend. I believe it's the 4th of July weekend, so I hope everybody's recovering from all your partying and drinking and excessive fun. Today's episode is dedicated to talking about signs of your spiritual awakening, or just overall signs of knowing that the experience that you're having right now is what we would categorize or define as being quote-unquote a spiritual awakening. I wanted to talk about this because sometimes people reach out to me and say they've noticed changes within themselves. They don't know what that, you know, what how to explain it, what caused it, etc. And I just wanted to give people some of my own perspectives about some signs that you're going through this kind of awakening, if you will. And then what I've read, what I've researched, let me put it like that, in terms of this topic, because some of the stuff I found, I mean, mostly online, I don't know that I would completely agree with it. And I'm curious to know what everybody else thinks. So I'm just going to put it out there and just for, you know, some food for thought. Also, I should say that right now we're experiencing, we're about to experience a huge thunderstorm. So if you hear some deep crackling and thunder, it's just because of that. All right, everybody. So let's talk about signs of a spiritual awakening. Now for, I would say I've read primarily that it's usually some sort of tragedy, some experience of deep loss, sadness, depression, anxiety. It could be a death in the family, death of a friend, lover, some sort of extreme tragic event usually is supposedly the trigger for, if you want to call it, you know, the beginning of awakening, then we can call it that, that there's something that causes you to begin to question and to think differently, to kind of reevaluate your life. There's usually an event that occurs prior to. And that's not always the case for everybody, but I feel like it's more common that that event usually triggers your, if you want to call it, awakening, fine. Now, if you have a history, I would say, of depression or just even a history of just loss in some way, there comes a point where you may begin to question and reevaluate things, or even, let's say, in therapy, your therapist might, while trying to get at the root cause of an issue for you, say something that triggers you to think differently and really question and reevaluate your circumstances and the root cause of that, that I think also triggers an awakening. The other thing, I feel like I just got this from my guide, that he just said, the veil is thinning, and it has been thinning for about the past 6-7 years. It's like getting thinner and thinner, and it has shifted our own internal energy. And that experience triggers a whole host of events that will cause us to awaken as well. So that's pretty cool. All right, so what I have researched is that whether it's the event or some other cause that forces you to wake up one morning and start your awakening, usually it kind of begins with an internal questioning of life, of your own life purpose. So if you've been finding that as of late, or over the past year or two, or what have you, that you're starting to question your own reason for being, at least being on this planet, questioning why you're here, what your purpose is, even just the overall meaning of life itself, it's usually kind of the precipice, I would say, of some sort of internal or spiritual awakening. I think that usually when we are dissatisfied with life as well, and we haven't been able to change some of our own circumstances, or if we've been encountering the same types of problems or the same types of people who cause us issues, there comes a point where we do some soul searching and we start asking those deeper questions in terms of, why am I here? Why does this keep happening? I don't understand. You know, is there really more to this than what I'm seeing? There has to be more, right? Those types of questions really trigger this, you know, deeper awakening, a deeper knowing of yourself. And when you start to ask those questions, those, like, if you ask them truly, to your own self, or let's say you're in your room and you're just kind of asking it in thought, you know, your guides, your angels, even what do we want to call it? Like the I feel like I just had it. The God dang it, I can't remember what word I was gonna say, but the elemental realm, let's just say that. Whoever is, you know, your guide or your helpers here, their ears perk up, like, huh. They're starting to awaken. They're starting to just barely remember. Because in truth, we're all here to, yes, have the experience of life itself. Yes, to grow and learn our lessons as well. But we're also here to really remember our true nature. And it's those questions that we ask at the beginning of this journey as to who am I? It becomes like, there's like a domino effect. Things happen after that. And your guides and everyone else, they're like, ooh, okay, now we're going to help. We're going to start something for them. We're going to start showing them things, signs, see if we'll pick it up. If, you know, and even at the beginning, most people, I would say, are not really aware of this whole, where they don't have the knowledge that, okay, spirit guides exist, we have helpers, support, etc., right? But your guides are a witness to your own awakening, and they want to help you get the ball rolling. So they might start a couple of events in your life that force you into deeper questioning, and you'll have a lot of soul searching. Now, if you found yourself, I don't know, a year ago, even recently, just to start seeking new spiritual teachings, just new philosophical teachings. Let's say that you're born and bred Christian, that you were, I don't know, I'm just trying to think here, if you were a Buddhist or what, Muslim or whatever. You know, I'm not discounting any of these religious practices or beliefs, by the way. That's not at all what I'm saying. But whatever you were initially that didn't resonate with you, whatever spiritual teaching and practice or religious teaching and practice that didn't work for you, you might start to really question that. You might start to say to yourself, some of these things don't make sense. You know, some of these tenets of this religion, they just don't really align with my spirit. There's something that has always been a little off for me. Some of the questions that I have not yet been answered by those teachings. Therefore, again, it triggers you to seek elsewhere, right, for answers. And that is also another sign, I would say, of a true awakening, is that internal, even not just internal, but external quest for knowledge, right? Because I would even say at the beginning, even though we're questioning our own purpose, who we are, why we're here, we still seek outward for more answers. And that's natural reaction, I would say. I do the same thing too. We have this kind of belief that everybody else, you know, knows what the answers are. But truthfully, we have them within ourselves. But we still, you know, our next step usually tends to move towards more external knowledge and more external research. And there's nothing wrong with that. We start to seek out new teachings, finding, you know, new belief systems, looking at other practices, etc. We start to do this to try to get the answers to, I would say, some of our questions at the very beginning of this awakening. And what kind of happens sometimes is, yes, we'll find a couple of teachers and we'll start reading things, but we still kind of feel a sense of dissatisfaction with what we're finding because it's not really giving us the exact answer that we've been looking for, right? So it's kind of like wading through a whole bunch of material looking for the needle in the haystack at the beginning just to get the understanding of, you know, who I am. What's going on here? Is this really it? Is this my experience? Is this what I came here to learn? Is this really it, etc.? And I would say, you know, your guides and everybody will lead you to the piece of work that you need to read that will trigger the next set of questions. And this is all a process. And at the beginning, sometimes we reject things, right? We reject what we're seeing. We reject some of the experiences. We reject some of the coincidences, you know, really just synchronicities or events that just happen to be coincidences. However, I would say that your guide or your teacher, whoever this is going to push you more into an interest of, we could even say meditation, if you will, into some sort of different practice. Your guide knows what's best for you, right? Kind of stepping onto this path, we may feel a little lost because we might be inundated with so much material that we don't know where to go. But your guide knows what's best for your soul. So if you start to find that you are dabbling in some sort of mindfulness practice, or if you at least have an interest in meditation to some degree, know again that that is a sign of awakening. It's a sign to something new. It's a change, right? Which helps us move forward, believe it or not. Some other signs that I would say that I have researched, and I'm not sure if all of these are true, but if these are happening for you, then this resonates for you and that's fine. But these are signs, again, that you might be going through some sort of, you know, awakening. So if you've been feeling that your life is false, if you really just have that desire for meaning and purpose behind your life, when you start to begin to ask those super deep questions about life, then yes, you're starting to awaken to something else. When you really question everything that you have been taught about how this world works, what it is, what it's for, then that deep questioning, again, is a part of that awakening process. If you've been feeling lost, sometimes alone, that dark night of the soul, again, is right at the beginning sometimes for that awakening. Because again, those dark nights force you into really, I would say, the confrontation of the self. Really looking at oneself, really looking at the world, really looking at your source of dissatisfaction. But remember, the sun rises the next day, right? So it brings clarity after the dark night of the soul. If you've been wanting to, let's say, I don't know, declutter your life, simplify your life more, sometimes that's also a sign of awakening. If you've noticed that some of the conversations you've been having with friends, family, coworkers, other people, just seem extraordinarily shallow and not what you've been looking for. They don't feed your soul. If they, you know, if you notice that most of your friends are extremely negative or family members, but you know it feels wrong, you know something feels off, you know that there should be more upliftment, that again can be a sign of awakening. If you have been working a job that you know, and I think almost everyone can say yes to this one, if you've been working a job where you know it is not fulfilling the true desires of your heart, if you know it is not at all the authentic you, but you're doing it because you have to survive. And look, I get it. It's not a judgment. We all do this. But that inauthenticity, usually like witnessing that and being honest with yourself about that, again, I think is a sign of awakening. If you feel like you are becoming more sensitive, and I'm going to talk more about some of these in a bit, that also is a deep sign of some sort of internal awakening. If your intuition has become, you know, even stronger or more heightened, that is also a huge sign of something shifting within the self, of your frequency, and that is a sign of awakening. You know, it's interesting. Some people, and I don't agree with this one, but and I'll explain why. Some people say that if you all of a sudden feel this oneness with the world and humanity and all things, and all of a sudden you start to love everyone and everything unconditionally, it's a sign of your awakening. Well, I don't know that we wake up one day and love unconditionally. I think we're here to learn that, and it takes a lifetime and probably thousands to do that. So I don't know that that's really a sign, but I do think, I would personally say, if you have noticed within your own self, a need, a deep need to really begin to forgive yourself and other people and to let things go, I really feel like that's a deep sign of spiritual awakening, in my own personal opinion. So I also, you know, I've also done some research and read that if you all of a sudden begin to experience deep empathy and deep compassion for people, then that's a sign that your spirit is awakened. Well, I don't think that this, again, is a sudden occurrence. That's my own personal opinion. I don't think some of these things happen very suddenly. You find, even in the metaphysical community or New Thought community, as you do in any other community in life, any like political arena, economic arena, even in, you know, the religious arena, not everybody is compassionate. People are still greedy and competitive. Like, the ego is very insidious and deeply embedded within who we are. So I don't know that we all of a sudden become a brand new person overnight. I don't agree with that in any capacity. I think, again, it's all a growth process. But I do agree that if you have been feeling way more sensitive than normal, you start to feel the pain of other people around you. I kind of feel like that has to do with you becoming more of an empath, because remember that the veil is thinning, and that means that your gifts are getting stronger, or they're more awakened. And so you might be susceptible to other types of energy, and you just have yet to identify what that is. And I'm going to give you guys a little side story. I hope I can remember about that, because I had a recent experience about sensitivity. I'm writing this down because I don't want to forget in class. Okay. I do think that's a really big sign of you becoming awakened, if you will. Now, I didn't realize I was going to say this, but I feel like there are different types of awakening. I think that there is a true awakening of the self and remembering your true identity. And then I think there's an awakening of your spiritual gifts. And I don't know if it all happens at once. I don't think it all happens at once, to be honest. I think that it happens when it's supposed to. And again, I did not expect to talk about this on here. So I'm writing this down so I can come back to this gifts. Okay, cool. I'm going to cover some other things and hopefully remember to get back to these two. All right. So if you have been very aware of your negative habits, and again, of negative self-talk and negativity around you, if it's like all of a sudden becoming more, more in your face, and you have a need to correct that, I feel like, again, there's your own intuitive self is giving you this message, but also it's a sign that your spirit is coming to the fore. And when I say that spiritual inner voice is becoming even stronger, because you are doing some deep seeking, because you have this thirst for understanding who you really are, and you want to be true to yourself. You have this craving for authenticity. All of this is a sign that the spirit is awakened. This whole idea of really trying to understand who you are, and this endless like soul searching and endless questioning about who you are. You know, I read, or this girl I met a while back told me that she had a friend who, you know, was doing soul searching, and she decided to kind of read some books and take some classes, you know, on metaphysics, etc. And what she found, in her own personal opinion, was that she thought that this community, New Age, New Thought, metaphysics, whatever we want to call it today, was so self-absorbed. It was so self-absorbed because it only focused on the self, only interest in the self, that didn't resonate with her soul. And in one way I get it, and another way I don't get it. Because in order to really understand who you are, you have to ask about yourself. You have to get to the root cause of your problems, and you have to be honest and face and confront yourself and who you are and what you've done and what you really believe in. And all of that is important. So I can understand in one way how it looks selfish and self-absorbed, but no one ever said that you do this for eternity, that you just focus on the self for eternity. I think also a part of the spiritual awakening involves understanding that, yes, we are all one. It's the intellectual understanding, because the experience of that is something I feel like is out of this world. And that's my own personal opinion. I feel like the intellectual and the heart-centered understanding that truly we all do affect each other, that our thoughts and our actions do have an actual physical ripple effect and a vibrational ripple effect across the planet. That is very important, because that makes you, that's almost like the impetus to be better, to be your best self, to help other people, to understand that what I do affects everyone. I may not get to see it with my physical eyes, but I know it in my heart, and I even have it on the intellectual plane. I know that to be a truth and a spiritual foundational truth, probably of the entire universe, I would say. And that's where, when we prepare ourselves to go out into the world to help other people, we are our best selves, and we put ourselves in a position of being centered on spirit and allowing spirit to work through us to help other people. That's the point that I feel like that lady was missing, is she did not get. Yes, there are a lot of books on self-transformation and understanding the self, but there is a reason for that. It's all processual. That's almost like the beginning of the growth, right? Really coming into who you are and then going out into the world to help others as well, and giving of yourself, not selfishly though, but also understanding that what I do has a greater impact on everyone. Kindness has an impact. You know, smiling to someone has another impact. Donating, giving, listening, helping, supporting, all of that does. And that's super important. And I feel like it's a nasty stigma on this community that it's very selfish and very self-absorbed, and it's not about helping other people, which I think is just total crap, because it really is, in truth, in my personal opinion. But I digress, so forgive me. So some people say that coming to the realization that we are all one is a sign of an awakening. And I say, yes, it is. Coming to the realization, coming to the knowing. But again, that experience, I feel like, is your own personal experience with God or whatever, with Source. It's probably the best thing. You know, I think I've told you guys this before. Whenever I channel the angels, or my guide, like, they all have their own names for what God is, but they never call it like a man. They've never said it was a man. They actually told me it was not human, not in the way we conceive, right? They always refer to God as the Source, or the God Source, or the biggest mass there is, or it's just all love, this loving energy, or is creative energy. It's interesting. But my point here is that truly, there is a difference in the experience that we are all one, and the intellectual knowledge of that. And I cannot say in my heart and truth that I have had the experience of that, but I know it. I know that what I do and what I say has a ripple effect, and therefore I'm more mindful of that. And I know that if I allow that spirit of God, if you will, to work through me, if I prepare myself, which is what your belief system should be doing for you if you're an active participant, then you are prepared to allow spirit to work through you to help other people. And again, that's the whole point. Okay, I'll stop with my little rant. If you've had more synchronicity in your life, or more, if you want to call it, mystical experiences, unexplained phenomena occurring in your life, then yes, I would say for sure you're having some sort of amazing awakening, which is great. It's a wonderful experience, but it can be a very hard experience, and I'll talk about that shortly. If you notice a change in your sleeping patterns, believe it or not, when you start doing this deep internal questioning and you start reading other material and you have some synchronicity and weird events, your actual physical body is going to take a hit. It's going to go through many different changes and many experiences. If you've put on some weight, believe it or not, that's also kind of a sign, because when you begin to awaken, it's similar to ascending. It's like your spirit is remembering. To me, it's always a remembering. Whenever I pray, I always ask God to help me remember who I am. Because if I know who I am, then I'll allow my actions to come through in the form of who I really am. And that's very important, at least to me, right? Remembering just your true identity. However, I will say that any prayer, any type of part of the process of awakening,
your body just, it, there's a shift. There's just some sort of, I don't know if it's like an electrical rewiring. Some people call it, what have I read? I don't know if I believe all of this, to be honest. I used to read all this stuff on what's called, oh God, I think it's like crystalline DNA. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, please. But I know that there is such a shift in the body. You will either sleep all the time or you can't sleep. You might start to gain weight. I've never heard of the opposite happening, to be perfectly honest. You might find that you have more light, you might be more lightheaded because you're probably going to be more ungrounded. All of these weird things are going to start to happen when you really start to wake up and to start to do some real seeking, internal seeking. You may even have like a shift in your dream state. So your dreams might be extremely vivid. You might find new people show up in your dreams to give you a message. I mean, there are so many experiences that happen at the beginning of the awakening, and they're all different. But these are just some of the commonalities that I would say that I have found. Now, I've also, when I was doing research, I also read that some people say that when they are awake, that they focus more on the now, right? On their present experience, and they stop ruminating on, past their past experiences in life. And I don't know. I believe part of that, and I don't know if I believe the whole thing. And I'm saying this because we're still human. You don't lose your humanity, and your ego does not disappear. Even though some, if you go to like a teacher and they tell you, "Oh, I can help you to get rid of the ego," please run. I mean that with this, the truest sincerity in my heart, because the ego does serve its purpose here as well. So I don't know that all of a sudden you forget your past, or you stop recalling past events, or that you've just let it go. You've woken up and boom, you just, the past is over. It no longer bothers me. I don't know that that happens. I think that there is more of a, what do you want to call it? An urgency or an active focus on being in the present moment, because we realize the present is all we really have. But I think truthfully that we are human, and sometimes looking to the past for understanding is important. Not telling you live in the past, that's not at all what I'm saying, but truthfully, understanding the root cause of some of your issues and confronting them is also important for letting them go. It's important that we don't pretend, but that we be very honest with ourselves. Okay, some of the other things that I found, I don't know that I'm in agreement with. So some people said that when they started going through their spiritual awakening, that all of a sudden their minds have become completely quiet, that there's no more mental chatter, at all, no mental disturbances, etc. I don't believe that either. I'm just going to keep it real. I think there's a point that you could reach during meditation where you can get that silence, because sometimes I can get that silence. But I don't know that all the mental chatter just all of a sudden disappears. Again, we're human. We still have a life. We still have chores. We have jobs. We have bills to pay. We got to pick our kids up. We have errands to run. We have to take our cars in the shop. We still live. And our mind is, it never sleeps. It really never sleeps, even when you're sleeping. So, this whole complete cessation of mind chatter to me is very, I find it disingenuous. People who claim that, maybe they really do have it, and maybe I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt. But in my own personal opinion, I don't know that that's possible. And I think people telling you that that's the pinnacle that you're supposed to reach for and that you're supposed to achieve, I don't necessarily agree with that. And that's my own personal two cents. If you have noticed, and this, I always find when you get to this stage that I'm about to talk about, it's because you've been doing some serious research for some time. But if you notice that you are no longer afraid of death, and you realize that death is really just not the end of life, that it's just the continuity of a new life or continuity of life into a new life, I do feel like that is a sign of awakening, because it helps you again to remember your true spirit, that you're not, you know, death is not the end, right? That we're not our bodies. And again, that's a reminder of your true identity, that you're not your body, that you are in fact spirit. So I do think, yes, that disappearance is probably a really good indicator that you're wakening up to the truth and wakening up to remember who you really are, which is really important, because that's what I always think, you know, spiritual awakening is. It's remembering who you really are in spirit, and not attaching yourself to the physical plane at all. I would say also, if you start, you know, becoming, how do I say this? If you start losing interest in material things, if you start losing interest in the material world, I think that's a really big, big, big sign of a true awakening, because your values shift. The things that you used to value in the past no longer are important, because you realize that everything is temporary. Everything here is temporary. Things only have the value that we give it. And we no longer buy into this mass, like, social assignment of what should be valued and what, you know, what shouldn't be, right? We learn what's really important for us, and we become true to that. And we might start to give things away. We might start to simplify our lives that really reflect who we are and what we think is important as well. The other thing I want to add to this, which is the hard part, I think, of awakening, is you start to lose people in your life. You begin to lose people, that the friends that you've had forever, people who are really close, because your values shift, but your energy changes. And that's so important to talk about, because your vibration changes as you begin to awaken. Now, if you're actively seeking, then everything is going to actively begin to shift. Again, the law of attraction brings you what you resonate with. So if your friends, let's say as an example, are resonating at a lower frequency because they're so caught up in the material plane, if they're so caught up in negativity, their frequency binds them to a very specific vibration. But once you begin to elevate who you are, everything shifts, because it has to match where you are at that moment. Therefore, you will no longer have an investment in getting, you know, the feedback from your friends, because it's no longer going to be what, you know, the way you perceive things. It's no longer going to align. So the universe has to bring you more of what you're in alignment with. Therefore, certain people are going to just drop out of your lives. Your friendships are totally going to change. Even there's a possibility of moving, of having a geographical change, because there are places on the planet that contain a very specific type of energy. And some may match yours and some may not. So there may be some sort of event that forces you to pick up and move. And that's scary, especially if you've lived one place your whole life. But I think it's super important to understand that some of the moments of awakening are not fun. Everyone thinks that all of a sudden they have, you know, a new set of eyes, and they're this, you know, person who embodies total peace, total love, and all of that. And I think that that is such crap, because we're here to learn and we're here to grow. And sometimes we have to learn through darkness and pain, and that sucks. But I would say that, you know, as you move forward on the path, as you awaken more, your spiritual muscles become honed, because you're going to have to learn to apply the principles and the teachings that you're learning. You have to begin to, you know, spirit is going to put you in situations where you're going to have to learn to apply them consistently to see if you actually really learned what you have been studying and what they have taught you. And it's not always going to be easy. And remember that those of us who are really waking up, we're here, we do have a job, okay? We do have a duty. We do have a purpose here. And in order for us to bring our light forward, I believe that sometimes we either had it in our soul plan, but spirit puts us sometimes in areas, darker areas, where we need to bring the light in to shift things for people, to teach them, to show them a new way. And if you are awakening and all of a sudden your life changes and you have to pick up and move somewhere that you would never think, there's a reason for that. Because again, the energy, you know, the planet is alive too. And it has spots of different, you know, types of energy. And your energy may, you know, as I totally believe, it needs to be compatible with the area that you're going to. But then again, we have to look at your mission. And sometimes you go to places to bring the light, to shift the energy for people, because you're a light worker. And that might be your task this lifetime. What else did I want to say about what you might experience if you're awakening? You know, I really always feel like the biggest sign, just the biggest sign, as I've said, is that deep questioning. Is that deep questioning? And we may lose a lot during the awakening process, because when you really go for it, and I mean you're really sincere, and God knows and Spirit knows the truth of your heart and knows your intentions, be ready for the foundations of your beliefs to be shaken. They will be shaken. The way you perceived once will no longer be. But that is a process again. Like I said, you're not going to wake up with a whole new set of eyes, right? But things will shift to the point where it'll force you into questioning things and to looking at things just a little bit more different. And then something else will happen in your life, which will force you into looking at things even more different, so that it's a continuous growth pattern. It's just continuously going through situations, not necessarily all bad, so I don't want to scare you, but Spirit is helping you hone those spiritual muscles for your own growth and for your own benefit, and that's really the awakening process. Everyone thinks you're going to have like these huge mystical experiences, and I would say at the beginning, you probably do. And sometimes throughout the process too, but there are points during the awakening process where you're just not going to have the answers, and those experiences might die down. And that's when you have to know what you really believe and continue to follow through it no matter what. And I feel like those are always the moments of the biggest tests. Okay, so something I said earlier. What did I say? Okay, I talked about becoming more sensitive and that being a sign of your awakening. I would say yes, totally a big sign. And here's the thing, some people don't even know they're feeling energy. They don't even know that they have gone through or they are currently going through awakening of their gifts. And this is something I want to talk about because I think this is super, super important. If you remember, I think it was last week, I was talking to my friend about her abilities and when she first started noticing them. And she started noticing them when she was a kid. Same thing as me, right? Now, some of the questions that I had were, well, did something trigger that as a kid for those gifts to be awakened? Or did we just come here? And all of a sudden, we're just an open channel. Is that the nature of things? I don't really know. I mean, I don't know if that's relevant to everybody because I don't think that everybody, you know, when they're kids has all of those experiences. I think some do and some really don't. But let's say you're older, 30s, and you're starting to sense energy and you don't even know it, okay? You might start to feel very dizzy when you're in crowded spaces. You might start to feel really overwhelmed and extremely anxious and you feel like you need to like really leave. Like you feel like you're having a panic attack. That's always to me a clear sign that I can feel energy. Some people don't even know that there's some sort of event in your life that might trigger the awakening of your spiritual gifts. And again, we all assume it's just some sort of tragic event, and that may be so. And it might be a result of the deep internal questioning as well, right? But all I can say is this, in terms of the awakening of your gifts, it's all about divine timing. But in addition, like I told you guys many podcasts ago, back in 2006, and I remember this very clearly, and I don't know, maybe I didn't mention it on here, but back in 2006, I remember very clearly, I went with my boyfriend at the time overseas to France, and we went to, you know, the big Louvre Paris Museum, and when we walked in there, I thought I was going to collapse, and I had no knowledge about being clairsentient and feeling energies, blah, blah, blah. I had no idea about any of that. But I started noticing that when I was going to the grocery store, Walmart, Target, Safeway, AGB if you're in Texas, Randall's, something was off. Something was very wrong with me. When I was playing piano, something was very wrong with me. I didn't know what it was. I started to feel super lightheaded, super freaking dizzy. And I was noticing it was only in really crowded spaces, with the exception of when I play the piano, okay? And it was so strong, I thought that I had a problem. I thought I actually was having like a mental problem and I was going to go to a neurologist because I knew something was wrong. But I didn't know at the time. Something triggered my ability to feel spirits. I had never had that in my entire life. Never. And it was becoming a nuisance. And it wasn't, you guys, it wasn't until, I mean, I'm just going to be blunt with you guys, 5-6 years ago that I learned what it was. And it's been a very hard experience for multitude of reasons. And I should do a podcast on clairsentience because I feel like it's a crazy gift. But I didn't even know that that had awakened for me. I never sought that. I never tried it out. I had no clue at the time. I wasn't even doing any of this, you know, at the time. But it was happening to me. So I feel like the awakening of your actual gifts, if you've kind of woke up one day and started to hear voices, if you woke up one day and started to see orbs, sparkles or something, that is a huge mofo sign that the veil around you, your ability to see through, hear spirits, feel them, has been lifted, is gone. And why that happens to you, I can't tell you. There's something about the energy shifting. And as my guy told me, that it's just getting thinner and thinner and more people are going to wake up because something is going to happen in terms of, again, me having, you know, sensing spirits, feeling really off, like something is really wrong. You might be seeing things all of a sudden and think you're going crazy. That also does happen, but it's also about timing for you for whatever reason. But I know that it is time for us to wake up. That's something that my guy told me very strongly when he and I first met. He told me, he was like, you know, your ability to feel spirits is a gift and a curse at the same time. And you know why? And I was like, yeah, I know why. but it's all for the betterment of everybody else. And, you know, I want to tell this side story that I was going to tell you guys earlier. So a few weeks ago, I've been looking for a class because I think I told you guys I moved and I have been like searching my tail off trying to find a group. And I have been unsuccessful. And so I went to this class that was going to meet, or that's supposed to meet like every other weekend. And it's on psychic development. And it's like psychic circle. So we can practice that in mediumship together, which I thought spectacular. And so I get there and it's only me and the teacher and nobody comes. I thought, okay, whatever, here we go again. I feel like this is a sign for me for some reason. And the teacher starts talking to me and asking me if I knew anything about psychic development, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, sure, you know, I'm always willing to listen and hear everybody out. And I asked this man about the ability to sense spirit, because this has been my problem, for lack of a better word, for some time, because I don't have it under control and I have not been able to control it ever. And I don't know how to fix it. I mean, that's the wrong way. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know how to use it well. I don't know how to set up boundaries. That's my biggest problem. I'm very lost with that. And as you see, I'm still growing like everybody else. And he proceeded, you know, I told this man, you know, whenever I go out to, you know, the grocery store, I go at like 8 a.m. because I need to go when nobody is there, or else I feel like I'm going to have like a panic attack and I'm going to explode. And he was like, oh, what you're doing, you're not actually, what did he tell me? And he wasn't giving me a reading. He said, oh, so you're sensing everybody else's energy and that's it. And I was like, no, I'm not. And he kept telling me that I was. And I kept telling him, dude, that's not the case, because there's nobody, you know, I've been going when there's nobody there. And I still, you know, there might be like 3 people in the whole store, okay? And I still, you know, I'm feeling like it's all of a sudden it's a huge wave, and I know it's like a deceased person or it's a spirit guide. I know it's like either or, most likely a deceased person, and it's killing me because they'll follow me all the way home and I'm stressed out and I don't know how to, you know, I don't know what to do with this. And he just kept trying to tell me, no, 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 you're just feeling people's energy. Anyway, I will just say this. I was not expecting that experience, but it was what it was. You know, it's definitely a journey. I need to say that because you will always run into people who tell you you're wrong and they know better than you, you know, better than you for you. And that's also not the case, right? But there is a time and a place, like a timing for when your spiritual gifts are really going to awaken, and that may coincide with your deep internal soul searching, and it may not. And I can't explain to you why that happens, but only you know. If once you start doing the seeking, you will have that understanding. But I think that that kind of happens at a different level. And I don't know why, but I can only give you the answer that my guide said. You know, he was like, people should be seeking internally for answers. And he was like, you too. You need to be looking within, because if you just asked yourself the questions that you pray and beg, you know, to get answers for, you would hear the answers quite well, and it may shock you. And that's what he said everybody needs to do, right? And that's a part of the awakening process itself. Stop going to, you know, everyone else all the time to get answers and then validation for those answers. Trust your own inner voice, because it's also part of God, right? Which means it's quite miraculous. I don't think I had anything else that was a part of this process, but you know, there are so many things that I, like I said, I've researched and I've read. If you start to feel more curious and have more wonder about the world, if you want to make the world a better place, yes, I think those are all signs of, you know, awakening. But there's something I feel like a little bit deeper than that. Because although this is a collective journey, it's also an independent journey of the soul, right? Because it's growing and you have your own trials and tribulations that you will be going through, right? And all of those are to help you shift your perspective as well into, you know, I'm not going to say into a better vision, but for understanding, you know, deeper truths about yourself and this journey here on the plane. Anyway, everybody, I am going to cut this off because I'm rambling, and I thank you all for listening. I truly, truly hope this has been helpful. Also, I wanted to say a side note, I know a couple of people or more than that have sent me questions, so I'm going to be tackling those questions as a part of a podcast episode after I do a little bit more research. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're going to be in Phoenix on the 14th of July, at the Three Points Sheraton, I'll be there giving a lecture and I'll be giving readings there. In the morning, I believe it's from like 10 to 5. So if so, check me out. I'll be more excited to meet you. Otherwise, everybody, have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon.